What do you know about adult adoption?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's what I thought too, but apparently it's a thing.
Like if you're over 18, you can be adopted?
Yeah, like adults adopting other adults. That's the whole concept of it.
To me, that doesn't seem legal.
So here's the scenario. So first, let me just tell you, there's a new show on A&E about adult adoption, but don't worry about watching it because it's already been canceled. So, yeah. And the reason it's been canceled is sort of what you're talking about in a way, like that it sounds, okay, I'll tell you what adult adoption is in a second, but it sounds like it can very easily go awry. And that's what happened. So there's this couple that's being featured and they were adopting a pregnant 20-year-old girl. So the girl is pregnant. She has nobody else. And they were adopting her to take care of her and her newborn infant, which is really cool. Like, think about it like this. Like, either your kids have all moved out, you have a huge family, or you have a lot of love to give, or you're somebody who does fostering all the time. Maybe you never had kids, and you're kind of like, you know what? I kind of want to take care of somebody who needs me, and maybe not a child, maybe like a 20-year-old who's about to give birth, who needs us. So this couple adopts this 20-year-old, and it started getting a little fishy and a little weird when it was revealed that the couple had also adopted an 18-year-old that the father developed feelings for.
Yeah, there's some things that you bring up, like new words for sexuality that I go, okay, I can hang with this. You give me your thoughts. This is complete bullshit. There is nothing, you can't say, I want to adopt a 20-year-old. No, you know what? Give her some money. You don't have to adopt. That doesn't make any freaking sense. There's one show I'm watching, Love is Blind.
Uh-huh,
and
sure.
One of the girls on it said, yeah, I met this family when they adopted me when I was 18. And I said, when you're 18, get a job. Move out to an apartment.
Well, hang on a minute. So, you're 18. You do have a job. You think you're making enough money to completely take care of yourself at 18? I mean, sometimes you need someone to help you. And if you don't have a family, what other choice do you have?
It doesn't make any sense. You can't. It's like Sia. Sia adopted an 18-year-old. To me, that's just weird. That's just very strange.
Okay, to you, it's strange, but adult adoption is actually more common than you'd think. Here are the situations that it happens, okay? Step-parents often adopt their grown stepchildren. Because think of it this way. So I have a stepfather. I am not his biological daughter. I am my mother's biological child. But let's say my mother dies, and then my stepfather is worried that his estate is going to go to God knows where. He wants to make sure that I get everything despite what his will says. So he legally adopts me. So that way we are related now. So that way it's more obvious where his estate is going to go. And then also just, you know, to adopt a stepchild, a lot of step parents do that because they want the child to know that they're loved and wanted and, you know, the only steps in this house are the ones leading up to the door, you know, that kind of thing.
No, go to the lawyer and put in your will, I want to give all my money to Cooper. You don't have to adopt her if she's 32 years old. That to me is that's wacky. I don't care how you put it. It's freaking wacky.
No, it's symbolic for some people. If you had an abusive father and now your stepfather's in your life, they adopt you, let you know they're not going anywhere, that they are going to be there for you. So it's actually a good thing. Foster parents often adopt their longtime foster children. So that's common, right? You're fostering somebody for years. They don't get adopted by anybody. And the foster family's like, well, we'll take you. You know?
Right? When they're 20 years old?
Well, yeah, because what happens is they age out of the foster system,
mm-hmm.
and then
there's
the
a
foster
reason for
family.
That.
Well, because it's it's antiquated. No 18-year-old is going to make enough money to be able to take care of themselves and pay a rent or a mortgage or food or car insurance or any of that kind of stuff. So that's, get that out of your head. Nobody at 18, very, 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 very few people at 18 can afford any of that without parental help. So, yeah, I mean, look, you age out of foster care and now your foster parents want to make it official. They want to make it legal, you know, so that way they can continue to care for you.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm never going to, you're never going to cross me over to that side.
Okay.
Even A&E canceled the show because even they said after they shot a couple episodes, went, this is weird.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it goes on. That people do it for ease of inheritance is what it's called. Adult adoption helps ensure that financial assets and property rights are transferred more easily to the kid, whether it's a step kid or whether it's a foster kid. Long-term care, you know, let's say it's just me and my stepfather left and he has Alzheimer's and I want to put him in long-term care. They won't let me do that. I'm just some lady. I'm not his daughter. So if he adopts me and I'm his daughter, then I could care for him as he gets older. Also, the opposite way, let's say there's a foster family that has a child that is physically or mentally incapacitated, you know, that needs long-term care. That way the foster family can get care for that person, you know, and they can make medical and financial decisions for them.
Mm.
You know, you can't do that if you're just some rando in their life, you know?
Mm.
I'm just telling you. Another reason why people do it, they want to reconnect with a birth parent. So if you want to establish or reestablish the legal parental child relationship that previously existed when, you know, you were first born, but then you got estranged, people will do that. And then finally, to protect family assets, you know, childless parents can adopt an adult with whom they have a close relationship. Like, okay, I don't have any kids, but one of my best friends is like 30. So I could decide at some point to adopt her. That way, if anything happens to me, everything goes to her legally and I don't have to worry about it.
Can't you just put that in your will?
No, that's the kind of thing that can get contested in a will.
No. I did. To me, it's just very weird.
Do you know what the criteria is for an adult adopting another adult?
No idea.
Consent.
Oh. So
if both people consent to the adoption can go through. That's all it needs is just a 20-something-year-old saying, I consent to be adopted by this 60-year-old person because they're my step-parent, estranged parent, close friend, auntie, somebody who wants to make sure they can put me in their will legally, you know, whatever it is. All it needs is consent. It's two adults. It's two consenting adults doing something financially sound for both of them.
Can I put my kid up for adoption?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You can, well, no, but the, you, but
then
you,
I can
okay,
use so, that room for a band room and I can put drums
well,
in
yeah.
it.
You'd have to give up your parental rights.
Well, that's no problem.
So sign a document saying you give your parental rights.
Yeah. I give my consent then, now.
Yeah, and then somebody else will adopt them, and then, you know, problem solved.
Somebody will adopt them. 2 days later, they'll be back on my doorstep. They will say, I don't want this. There's a reason why you gave this up. Take this back.
Yeah, you talk a big game. You've told me when, okay, so you and I have been doing the show together for a really, really long time when your kids were really, really little. And you always said to me that the kids know that once they turn 18, there'll be a bag packed at the door.
Yeah, they blow out their candles. Out.
Right.
Happy birthday to you. Goodbye.
Yet, up until recently, both of your children have been living with you, and currently one of them still is.
But he did move out, but he came back.
Temporarily, he moved out. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it did work for like a month. Then he turned around and came right back. So, but I didn't adopt him, but I would have adopted him back. No.
You don't have to. He's your biological child. You don't have to adopt him back. He's already yours. You're stuck with him.
I did make this noise a lot when he came back.
Yeah. That's not legally binding.
That's not. No. I have all these plans for the rooms. I'm going to knock the wall down. I'm going to make a big, huge band room. And one room I'm going to make my gym. Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Why don't you just go ahead and do it? What do you care that he's there? He's an adult.
Just move him.
It's not your problem.
Kind of like Office Space. Can you move into the corner?
Yeah.
We're going to hire new people and I need this space.
You sleep on the treadmill now.
Oh, see, that's a good idea. That's how you can push them out. Just keep putting stuff in their room and they're like, yeah, that's not mine. I know. It's a bass rig. I'm putting a guitar amp in here next. It's going to be really hard to sleep.
With the band coming in and all, right. All the groupies, it's going to be really loud in here.
You should really look for your own place if you ever want to sleep again.